Hello, welcome to the English News Center Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, the National Watch Council has just officially recommended that the government consider adjusting the regional minimum wage increase in 2024 from July 1st. The National Watch Council proposed an increase of 6%, equivalent to 200 to 290 thousand dong. Specifically, salary in Region 1 increased to 4.96 million dong, Region 2 is 4.41 million dong, Region 3 is 3.86 million dong, and Region 4 is 3.45 million dong. Salary levels in different regions fluctuate from 3.25 to 4.68 million dong. The minimum wage will increase by 6% from mid-2024. Specifically, Region 1 will increase to 22,800 dong. Region 2 will increase to 21.200 dong. Region 2 will increase to 21,200 dong. Region 3 is 18,600 dong. Region 4 is 16,600 dong. Mr. Trần Việt Trường, chairman of Contested People's Committee, resolved the delegation of Hậu Giang province to visit and wish New Year Contested Party Committee yesterday. Mr. Nghiêm Xuân Thành, Secretary of Hậu Giang Province, said that 2023 is a special year for Hậu Giang Province and Cantor City when the two localities gained good achievements after 20 years of separation. The socio-economic development of Cantor increasingly affirmed the central role of Mekong Delta region. Mr. Trần Việt Trường, chairman of Cantor State People's Committee, said his joy at the results achieved by Hậu Giang province from the initial difficulties when separating. After 20 years, there has been outstanding socio-economic development. It can be seen that achieving the above results is the solidarity and determination of the government and people of Hậu Giang province. Hopefully, Cantor and Hậu Giang will continue to maintain solidarity and support the starting of development orientations of the two localities in association with Resolution Number 13 of the Politburo on socio-economic development, ensuring national security defense in the Mekong Delta. Yesterday, Cantor Department of Education and Training organized a reward ceremony for students who won prizes in the National High School Excellent Student Competition for 2023-2024 school year. Mr. Nguyễn Thị Kiện, Vice Chairman of Cantor City People's Committee, attended. The city rewarded 30 students who won prizes in the national exam for selecting excellent students in the 2023-2024 school year. Among them, 7 students won second prize, 11 students won top prize, and 12 students won consolation prize. Compared to the 2022-2023 school year exam, this year the city has more than 5 prizes year-on-year. Students won prizes in the following subjects: math, physics, chemistry, biology, informatics, literature, geography, history, English, and French. The prize winners are all students of Little Trọng High School for the year take. According to Cantor Department of Labor, Environment and Social Affairs, up to the present, the whole city has visited and given dead gifts to over 63,000 people. Reports from districts and city levels have so far organized visits and given TED gifts to more than 63,500 people, with a total cost of 68,940,000,000 dong, in which the central budget gave gifts to 8,708 people. The city budget gave gifts to over 54,700 people, with a total amount of more than 66,258,000,000 dong. The highest subsidy level for each case is 1.6 million dong and the lowest is 1 million dong per person. Thus, the city has completed taking care of the 2024 Lunar New Year for the beneficiaries, so we ensure that these families fully enjoy the policies, enjoy spring, and celebrate it and leave no one behind. To take care of the 70 families and 6 cases, the Department of Labor, Environment and Social Affairs of Guntur City has mobilized and carried out repairs, upgrades, and new construction of many houses so that these cases can have new homes during the lunar new year 2024. This morning, Guntur City Association of People with Disabilities organized a gift-giving program, Happy Spring 2024. The association gave 200 gifts to members who are disabled. Each gift is worth 500,000 dong, including artifacts and cash. In addition, 20 elderly members will receive an additional 10 kilograms of rice and 1 kilogram of sugar. The total value of 200 gifts is 100 million dong. The song for the International Guntur Radio and Television Station today. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.